Hey, this is Green Across, a podcast. We are your hosts, Carrie Wheat and Kelly McVeigh, now with the Digitent Network. How's it going, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in today. We appreciate you. Before we get started, please become part of the Green Across family. Opt into our newsletter. We send out stuff once a month, showing pictures and more about our guests and ourselves. All right, guys, this is Mallory James Mahoney. She is a friend and a client of mine. She just finished seven seasons of Disney Channel's Bunked, which is a kids show. She grew up in the show. She was a kid and now she's an adult. And we talk about what it's been like to be in the public eye through all these years and then what's next for her. All right, guys, so excited for you guys to hear this. Let's get started. So Mallory has been series regular on Bunked for the Disney Channel for seven seasons. Seven seasons. And you are now 19. How old are you? 19. So basically, you were 11 or 12 when this whole journey started.
I was 12 when I started. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's crazy to grow up on a show like that.
Oh, totally. Like, I started middle school the year that I started the show. And so when I had like my high school graduation, they did a whole ceremony for me and one of the actors on the show because both of us were graduating, but we went to online school. So there's no, like, you know, you're not able to go to a ceremony. We lived in different states. It was all craziness. So they did a ceremony for us on the show. It was really fun.
So Mallory has been training Ariel with me for probably 2 years. And I've gotten to know her, and what's so interesting to me about her life is that basically they have a condo slash apartment in LA, her and her mom. Her mom stopped her life to go back and forth. Mallory's dad, Natalie's husband, still lives and works in Texas, so their family had to be apart. For most of the year, they're going back and forth, and she's growing up in the public eye. So there's a lot to chew on here, Kelly.
I know. Listen, I feel so excited about this. Okay, and Mallory, you know Carrie. So it's always fun for me to get to know. I'm like a lover of people in general and like a lover of people like finding their right way and doing all their things. And that's why I love doing this. So I would love for you to just tell us, how did you start into this realm at that age? Were you someone that was like always showing off and doing all the things and your mom was like, okay, this is something we need to do? Was it led by you or led by your mom? Like, how did you get into this?
It was definitely led by me. I was not the kid though that was like very, like I was always super introverted, very shy. But when I was like 5 years old, I went to a play with my parents and I was just sitting there and I told my parents, I was like, that's what I want to do. This is what's for me. And I was super shy as a kid. So they're like, no, you don't want to do that. You'll hate it. Being on stage, on camera, in front of people, that'll be awful for you. So they said no. And I continued to ask them for like a year. And finally they put me in local theater really just to like show me that it would scare me and I didn't want to do it. My first week there, I ended up booking a solo. And yeah, then kind of everything went from there. I'm pretty shy and introverted, but, when I'm in front of a camera or on stage, pretty much just playing anyone but myself, I'm like very confident. I'm not Mallory. I'm this totally different person.
That is so fun. And I love that you were like at five, like, yeah, this is,
yeah, it's crazy.
My deal. Like, this is what I'm doing. And I love that your parents, like, even though there was a little bit of them, they were like, we're going to throw her into this because she's never going to want to do this. And then like you took off. So what is it like to audition or like approach something like that? Like, that's a major show. Like, what is that like? And like, were you excited, nervous, scared, all of the above at one time? Like, what is that?
It's definitely kind of crazy. So actually, I obviously was living in Texas, and I still am. So for a lot of my time of auditioning, like I would fly out to LA for like a month or two for pilot season, and then otherwise I'd be doing self-tapes. So I was really good at self-tapes before COVID, and now everyone else does them, but I was already prepared. But yeah, the audition process is definitely interesting because even for Bunk specifically, I was auditioning for a totally different character than Destiny, who I booked. I was auditioning for this different girl that they had created. Her name was Anastasia. She was this theater girl. And I booked the project. And then I did a meeting with the creator and the writers. And they're like, hey, so we're thinking we might change your character up a little bit. They're like, do you know what pageants are? And I was like, oh, yeah, I know what pageants are. And they're like, oh, have you been in a pageant? I was like, no, but I know what they are. I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
It's pretty common around here.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, well, if you were in a pageant, what do you think your talent would be? I was like, I don't know, like tap dancing probably. And they're like, oh, so you do tap dancing? And I was like, no, it just feels like a good pageant talent. I don't know. And that was kind of how Destiny Baker was born. And she is this super competitive pageant girl, which has then led to me learning all these new skills that are Destiny's pageant skills, including aerial silks, which after I did it on the show, I wanted to continue doing it because it's so fun. And so I found Carrie and I started working with her.
Okay, I love this. This is so much fun. I feel like this is a dream. I mean, I can't even imagine at 12. So moving, or I know your home base is Texas, but moving cross country to do something like this, a project, even though it's super exciting, what does a day look like? I mean, you've grown up this way in a lot of ways. Like, that's a long time to do all of this. Like, what does that look like for a day? Because you are balancing like a career at 12, 13, 14, 15, some of the hardest times of your life. You're balancing this career, also doing online school, like, and being away from your family. I know your mom's there, but like all of those things, how does that feel?
No, absolutely. It is kind of crazy because I totally just like taken away from my normal life with my friends and family here in Texas. But I mean, it was stressful, especially back when I was in school, because I was still doing a full load of schoolwork along with a full-time job. And they give you like 3 hours a day on set to do school. That was never enough for me. I was always having to do the work at onset, and then I'd go home and work all night. Every weekend, I was having to do assignments the whole time. That was definitely the most stressful time, is once I was in high school, like, you have a lot of assignments and a lot of tests every day. And that was very stressful and hard to navigate, but I was able to do it. And luckily, all my teachers were super helpful, too. And then, yeah, it's a weird experience because I feel like I kind of live two lives, because I'm also each month going back home for a week and back to more the normalcy of out of Hollywood life. But yeah, I think it's a lot of pressure as a kid having, you know, a career, and you have to be very professional, and I've always strived to be, but it definitely, you know, you have to grow up quick.
So you going home, like, I'm sure you have friends in Texas and all those things. Like, how did you maintain those relationships? And like, are they like, what is happening? Our friend is like on a show. Like, yeah. What is that like?
Yes, I will say being on a TV show and being in the public eye definitely shows you who your real friends are.
Yeah.
So I didn't hold on to every friendship, but I have a lot of really good close family friends that I've maintained friendships with. And now that I'm back home, I've started making new friends too. So it's been nice.
Okay. So community, culture, like on set, like does that become like a family? Like, if you are on a series for that long, I would think like that is a super tight bond. And as in any job and all the things, there's like people that like are amazing, and then there's people that you're like, oh, but does it become like a family when you're doing it for that long?
Definitely on our show.
Yeah.
What our show was even weird because like every 2 years you have people changing and leaving and bringing new people in. But luckily our show, everything was really smooth, easy. Everyone was happy to come into work every day. So we really just created a great family bond. I've heard other horror stories of different shows, on all different networks where people did not get along well and no one wanted to come into work every day. But luckily I've never dealt with that, and fingers crossed I never do.
True. I agree. So do you feel like, I mean, if you've done this for this long, like this is your passion, this is where you see yourself, do you feel like this is what you're meant to do? Cause you're still a baby.
Like, I think so.
You're a baby, but I feel like this is, you're doing all the things, and you're gorgeous, just so the listeners know, like, obviously
thank you.
We'll share pictures, but you're 100% gorgeous. Do you feel like excited that this is the path that you've chosen, even though you're this young?
Very much so. It's really weird because obviously I did decide I want to do this career at 5 years old, which
I know.
But it's the best decision I've ever made. I still love it so much to this day. I love getting to play new characters and be different people. And now I've started even doing stuff behind the scenes. Like, I directed an episode this year.
That's amazing. And
all the elements just really interest me. And I'm so happy I'm able to work in this field.
You know, the thing that we've been talking about recently is kind of that transition into your adult acting life.
Yes.
The thing that a lot of child actors fall into, which is either getting typecast as the role that they have already played for so long, and people see you in one way, and then which way you want to kind of go as you kind of dive into this next chapter. It's so interesting to me. Can you talk about your thoughts on it, and maybe fears or hopes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for a lot of child actors, you either continue on the path that you've already played, especially if just anyone who plays a character for 7 years, you're not really doing any other projects, so people only think of you as that one character. So then a lot of people think of you only as that character, so you don't get booked on anything else, or you have the people who try to go too far in the opposite direction of what they played as a child actor. I do not want to do that because it's a scary life that way. But I'm definitely, the thing I love about acting is getting to play different people and getting to be different things. And so I really hope to book stuff in the future that's just totally different and things I never have played before, because that's the part that I love.
So I think, and Carrie, you can jump in because I know you have lots of questions too, but from a director aspect, I mean, you are a baby. Was that, I feel like you grew up on the set, so you understand all the other actors, actresses, you understand what they bring to the table. You've grown up in it, so you're watching what the director does each episode. You understand what you're trying to get from the show in general after this amount of time. But is that super, I mean, I can't imagine being your age and then having the opportunity to direct an episode. Was that just like over the top amazing that they even one saw you, or two that you vocally could say like, hey, this is something I'm interested in, and that they allowed you that opportunity?
Yes. So that's actually how I got the opportunity to direct, was like negotiating contracts and stuff. And I was kind of like, hey, I'd be interested in directing. And honestly, I didn't even think they'd say yes, because at the time I was like 16 or 17. I was like, there's no way they're going to say yes to me directing. It's a bargaining chip. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And they're like, sure, as long as you're 18 by the time you do. And I was like, okay, this is awesome. I'm so excited. And then I was supposed to direct, and then the writers and actor strike happened, so it delayed my directing. And then I ended up directing like a week before my 19th birthday. And it was such an amazing opportunity. I definitely think the fact of just me being on set every day for the past 7 years helped a lot in me knowing what to do. The hardest part I struggled with was cameras, just because I hadn't really ever seen that side of stuff. So that was the biggest thing I trained on. But yeah, I think there was a lot of benefits of like the experience I already had going into it. And I got to see other directors and what to do and what not to do.
Do you think, I mean, now being on this side, like, do you foresee that you'll move to LA forever and always, or do you love your home in Texas and see yourself as someone who will loves both spaces for different reasons and will go back and forth? I'm sure your parents are like, no, we don't want to be asking this question yet. Like, we still want you here, but.
Well, honestly, I don't ever really picture myself living full time in LA. Especially even with now, so much stuff is moving away from LA for filming. For right now, my plan is keep my home base in Texas, stay here. And whenever I book something, I go to wherever it is to film, because now it's all over the US, all over different countries. It's not truly the one standard of like, oh, this is where every TV show and movie films. So, and yeah, LA is a little hard to live in sometimes. There's a lot of homeless people. There's a lot of traffic. Yeah. It's a little easier here in Texas.
These are both true things for sure. And I just get to see that in moments when I pop in.
Yeah.
To LA.
Mallory does not necessarily like super, super love LA. So,
yeah, I love my friends there. I love working there. Otherwise, it's fine. I don't need it.
Yeah, I mean, it's 7 years. It's like you would have figured out right or left if you like love it or you tolerate all the things around it. That leading into the next part. So, I posted like a client like appreciation post with Mallory doing Ariel, and I think it's like my most viewed video.
Why did you let me call videos. My mom?
Really?
Well, you're known. So let's talk
Why
about
did
that
you
because
want me to call
Mallory has grown up in the public eye.
Why did you want me to call Mallory, Siri? Your boyfriend?
I don't know what she's talking about. So how are you dealing with this as
a kid,
as a teenager? You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of, the world's kind of disgusting out there, you know? And you matured in front of this audience, like your body grew into a woman's body during this time.
Yeah, but then boo-boo, you got me.
There's a lot of pitfalls, I think.
Absolutely. I think social media, I never really cared about. I'm not supposed to say that as an actor, but I was just, it was never something I was like, ooh, I want to be this big social media person. I love posting all the time. Like, that stuff just never really interested me much. I got Instagram with my cousins when they were visiting. And then a couple months later, I had booked a movie. And then I was like told like, oh, you need to start posting. You need to be posting all the time. And I was like, oh, this is a lot. And so I try to keep up with it as much as I can. I love that it gives me the opportunity to connect with my fans easily. That's, I think, the best part of it is getting to hear from my fans and what they think. But the overall just social media aspect, it doesn't bother me, but it's just never been like a huge interest of mine. It's definitely, I try to not let like any, like I don't read my DMs. I don't like read, like when I get hate comments, I just try to let it roll off my back. Nothing bothers me. I don't take anything too deeply of what comes from social media. Everything comes with a grain of salt, honestly. And I feel like that's the only way you can go about it with maintaining a decent mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree and get that. But it's also such like a big part kind of.
Absolutely.
Of all of the things.
Do you do that though, Mallory? Like I cannot imagine. I mean, I guess like if you have a really strong boundary. But I don't know if I'd be able to do that even as an adult. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know how to explain how I do it, because like I've done it since I was little. Like I was like I loved hearing that people enjoyed what I was doing and enjoyed my projects and stuff, but anything that they said that was bad, I was like, I'm sorry you don't like it, but sorry, I don't know what to tell you. I've just always kind of never let that stuff get to me, and I think it's because I always have a really good support system around me, and so they always try to help keep me with a high self-esteem and stuff. And so the hate comments just don't bother me too much. Thankfully.
I mean, I have to give it to you because I don't know if I could pull that off. I if I see like a bad Yelp review of my own, like I'm like all day thinking about it. So, I mean, I don't even have anything besides I'm very impressed with that.
But I feel like also such a factor for me is because so much of my stuff is like in movies and stuff. So I'm like, I don't control what takes they choose, how the movie's written. I don't control any of that stuff. And so I feel like so much of that is a factor in like, oh, why'd you guys get rid of that person on the show? And I'm like, I didn't do it. I don't know what to tell you or stuff like that.
Yeah. I totally. So I feel like, what are you, is there a story? I'm like, I want the dirt. We're talking about social media and all the terrible stuff. No, I'm not saying dirt on people or anything like that. But is there a moment like on the show that is a funny story that people would be surprised by? Or is there just something that you're super proud of that as like, you know, listen, I'm about to have a house full of kids tonight, just FYI, everyone. So I have a 12 and 13 year old, you know what I mean? Like they watch all the things, like big fan. And they're having all their friends over tonight. So I'm literally going to be like a celebrity mom tonight when I tell them what I've done this afternoon, and I will be using it in all the ways. But like, is there something that's like, that they, kids like that wouldn't know, or like a moment just that you're proud of on the show that you look back and you're like, who would have thought that I would have ever had this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of moments like I'm proud of. Obviously, directing was a big one because it was such a milestone accomplishment, especially at my age.
Yeah.
And then otherwise, I mean, there's like fun behind the scenes stories of like, we had one time we had a, like just, you know, a random day after we finished our run through, we did a bubble wrap Olympics.
Okay.
It was just a, no cameras, just a fun bonding experience for all the cast. We had these like giant blow up bubble things that we were doing games in, like we played soccer in them. We had all these different challenges we had to do. We did a whole like awards ceremony after and stuff. And so we do a lot of just fun things like that, which goes into the part of us just being like a big family.
Yeah.
And we all just love to hang out together and do fun, silly, crazy stuff.
I love that. I love that so much. Do you feel like, because I listened, this is like, your Mallory's going to be like, I can't believe she's asking this question, but just bear with me for a minute.
Okay.
Like, listen to the whole story about Britney Spears, like the whole book, whatever. So many people have read it. So many people have whatever. And she talks a little bit about that, like they were all young. They were all together. They all grew up together. She talks a little bit about like how Disney, in a sense, like molded them or like required them to be a certain way or a certain thing, or she felt that was her perspective.
Yeah.
And then too, she also talked about how they were a little competitive, like, and I think that's normal, right? But like, there's a little bit like, well, is Christina getting this and why am I getting this or whatever? Like, do you feel like that as a younger cast that all came to mature through this experience together? But now, like looking back, like, is it like that you look at one of the other cast members and you're like, wow, that's incredible that they're going this direction or doing that? Or are these moments between you that it's like, what they already booked this? And like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, do you yeah. have that? And what was your experience like as a whole within a show like this? Like, do you feel like they tried to create you what kind of person you were on the outside of the show?
I wouldn't say so. I know I've heard stories of, especially like Britney era, older Disney, some people felt that way. For me, I'd say the biggest thing is just like in your public life, keep stuff family friendly.
Yeah.
But I think that's the best to do, especially when you're like 12 years old anyway.
I agree.
So I didn't really feel like Disney ever pressured me too much in my outside life of the show. And then otherwise with like the cast stuff, I don't know. I mean, for our cast of Bunked, there's definitely not really like jealousy of stuff because we're all different ages. Yeah. Like we have two people in their 20s, two teenagers, and then like three brand new teenagers.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of all over the place in ages. So there's not too much competition, I feel. But then I do also feel the stuff of like, so proud of like cast members for doing stuff because I did Adventures in Babysitting was my first Disney project.
Yeah.
I did that with Sabrina Carpenter and Sophia Carson and their careers are going great and I'm so proud of them. And so it's really cool to like make good connections and just family because on that movie too, we were basically all a family. And so it's nice to have all those friends still to this day and people you can look at and be like, wow, they're doing so good. I'm so proud of them.
I feel like this, and this is the last hard question I'm going to ask because I feel like you're going to be like, why is she asking these questions? But I think being a teenager, and I even look at Emerson, she's 13, she's going to be 14, but like, there's this space of like, your body's changing. You're trying to kind of figure out who you are. Like, what is your fashion style? What are you aligned with? Should I try track? Should I do whatever? And that's not in front of a camera. Like, did you feel like, were you aware of those teenage years? You also, it sounds like, have a super, super supportive family, like an amazing mom. And I think that is something that benefits in those ways. But I can't imagine, for what I do for work, I'm on camera and there's days that I like get on Zoom and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at my whatever. Was it hard as a teenager to grow up on camera in front of people? And were there moments that you saw yourself shifting as a person? Or did that feel easier than I'm thinking it would?
It ended up being a little bit easier, especially because Destiny through the years turned more into Mallory and we had a lot more similarities of like both became vegetarians, we both were super like environmentalist, all these different things of factors where we just kind of connected more.
So
it made it definitely a little easier. And then also I feel like I was so lucky to be working on a show between the ages of, you know, 12 to 15, because that is like the hardest time to book anything. Everyone's like, oh, you're right on the cusp of puberty, so like you look young now, but who knows in a couple months, or any of that stuff, or like you're a 14-year-old and you already look older, but they're like, we need it to look like a younger 14-year-old, all this different stuff. So I was so lucky to be working on a show during that time. And I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love that. That's like the experience that you had. Because I think it could be really hard and I think that could lead to a million things. Okay. I want to ask an Ariel question. Mallory, I went to one Ariel class with Carrie when I came out to visit and our paths are dancers. So I'm a dancer. I'm super flexible. So like in my mind, I'm watching these videos of Carrie like do straddles and do splits and all the things. And I'm like, oh, I got this. Like, I'm going to be magic at this, right? And like I show up and I can barely get my tootie off the floor. Like, I don't even think I really got my butt off the floor. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's like total core arms. Like, I had no idea. I love that you started Ariel as part of the show.
Yes.
And you have like gone into this being something that you care about and love. Like, are you still doing Ariel? And like, how did that creep into? And obviously you can get your butt off the floor. Now I'm going to go watch the video because I looked at all of your Instagram and all the things about the show, but now I've got to go watch this Ariel video, just so you know.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, it was really fun. I started it because of the show, which our show likes to throw stuff at me all the time. I had to learn how to baton twirl, all these random little tricks that I now know for no reason.
Yeah.
But I love Ariel, and I ended up sticking with it. And yeah, it's a great workout. It's a very strong core and arms workout. Like my two main things that I do now are like aerial silks and ice skating. Which is great because aerial's a lot of core and arms, and ice skating is almost all legs. So, you know, I'm balancing.
I look at these things and they're like the two farthest things from each other.
I know.
Which is so funny, but I love for you.
Yeah, I like to just do stuff for fun. I'm like, this seems fun. Let me try that. But yeah, I love aerial. Carrie knows I am not very flexible. We've been working on that.
What's funny is that her mom is actually hypermobile, Natalie. Her mom, same age as us, Kelly. And her mom just looks at her. She's like, why are you so stiff? And I'm like, Natalie, be nice. And she's like, how could a child that came out of me be that stiff? And I'm like, oh my goodness. So her mom is like very flexible naturally.
And I got my dad's flexibility, which is nothing at all.
So we're working on it. We're also working on it because Mallory is now living in Texas full time until something else changes. And, you know, she books another gig and has to make another move or has to make different choices. But right now she's in Texas. So we have to figure out a virtual tutoring situation, which hopefully we will. And Mallory, what's next? I know what's next, but can you share with us what's next in your life? In the short term?
Oh, I'm probably going to school.
I love that. What are you going to listen, I am a big fan of, you know, they always say like your education is one thing that someone can't take away from you. And I don't do anything that is related to what my degree is in. But there's like something to be said that like it's this like, speaking of aerial, like safety net, and you get to like learn and grow. And there's not one part of me that can't wait to hear what your next project will be, because you'll have one and like you're freaking gorgeous and all the things, like you will. But like, what are you going to do in the meantime? What's your thought process for school?
Yeah, right now, until I've been auditioning and stuff, and for now I'm not working. And so it was like, I've always loved learning. And so I'm going to go and start college. We'll see how long until I book something else and I'll have to leave again. But I'm really just, I love taking classes. I love learning stuff. And so I'm excited for this opportunity and also to finally have more of a normal school experience.
Yes.
Because I've been in a normal school since elementary school. I was online for years. And so it'll be nice to kind of, you know, be in class with other students, and it'll be interesting and an adjustment for me, but I think it'll be really fun.
I think it'll be so fun. I'm so excited for you. I think that'll be like a really fun chapter and bridge to whatever you do next. I'm excited for you about that.
Thank you.
Mallory, are you having emotions about not being on set? Like, are you sad? Are you, I mean, the thing is, I know you pretty well, and I know the answer is probably not sad because you're like on to the next, you know?
I am sad. I miss it. I always, whenever I have like a long break, I'm like, I want to go back to work. I miss it. It has been nice right now to be home, but I would say definitely like I've been home for like almost like a little over a month now. And so we're reaching that point. We're coming up to that point where I'm going to be like getting antsy. I'm like, I'm just sitting at home. I want to be doing stuff. I want to get back to work. Yeah. And I've been auditioning some, but like.
And then school doesn't start till September.
Yeah. So it'll be a while. Luckily, all of my friends will be off this summer with school and stuff. So we'll be hanging out. I'll have people to fill my time more.
So listen, Mallory, I am a busybody in all ways, and I always feel like I need a thing or a project or whatever. And I'll tell you, like, you should eat up the time for yourself and like sit by pools and drive around with your friends and go get ice cream cones and do all the things. Cause I feel like all of you're a hard worker and super driven. And I can tell that by just this short amount of time with you, and you're going to have all the time to be super in, working, flying. You're going to be flying back and forth and be exhausted because you're doing that. So take this time for yourself, I think.
Oh my God. I'm going to go there, and we can also take this out if you want me to.
No.
Boys.
Oh, Nothing right now.
Is it kind of fun though to be like single and thriving and going to college?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of nice, you know? I'm happy, so that's good.
I bet you coming home that all the guys do want to be after you and date you because you are a celebrity. You know what I mean? Like, do you feel like that?
Maybe. I don't know. But I also, I don't want someone dating me for that reason because I'm like, you don't know what you're in for.
Well, also, totally agree. From my perspective, I feel like if I were a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid, I would be a little intimidated, to be honest, because...
Yeah, I do get that a lot of guys who are like intimidated by my level of success. Even ones who are like a couple years older than me, they're still like in college or just out of college. And they're like, ooh, like you already have a full-time job.
Yeah, I get that.
And you have your own money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like most 19-year-old girls don't can't support themselves.
Yeah, totally.
What are you most okay, so this is my last question, and then Carrie, if you have anything else, but is there anything you're super excited about? I mean, maybe college is probably one of them, but is there anything you're super excited about in the next year?
I'm really excited kind of just to see where the future takes me, I guess. Whether it's going to college and, you know, doing everything, or I book another project and maybe it's in another country and I get to go do that. But it's also just nice right now to be home for a little while with my friends and family, and just have quality time with everyone.
Absolutely.
I'm open to wherever the future takes me.
Hey, Bean. She's been saying, can I say something to Mallory? Okay. Hold on. She's ready. Here. Okay.
Siri wanted me to call you.
Siri wanted you to call me? Well, what did Siri want you to say to me?
I don't know. I don't know. She's just a goof girl.
She's goofy?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen Mallory in a couple of weeks. It's pretty sad, huh?
Yeah, except for the classes.
So she's been going through a phase where if I pay attention to any of my clients, she gets really quite upset.
Except.
Yeah, yeah. But so, except. All right. Good job, Bean.
Well, Mallory, I want you to know your social media, I like glanced, like you're gorgeous. I love it. I love the look of it. I can't wait to like keep following you and watching you. I can't wait to be, I'm using it full force tonight with these kids to explain to them that I'm amazing because I got to talk to you today. Like I'm using it all up.
Absolutely.
But I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited that you, I mean, how successful you've already been in your career is just mind-blowing to me. And so I can't wait to watch for where you're at next.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Kelly, your kids are kind of in that age range for Bunked because they would have been growing up with that age range, right?
Totally, 100%.
Okay, yeah.
Aw, yay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of us just so I can show them.
Oh, take a picture because we need it for our socials anyway.
Yeah.
I got to smile for the picture, Bean?
Mallory, well, you're just such a gem. And kudos to Natalie and your father as well because you have like a great head on your shoulders. And the fact that you're this old and have done all the things that you've done is just... amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, Mallory, we miss you. We'll
I know.
You know, we'll connect and
why can she come to Hawaii with us?
I'll let you know if I end up getting a rig put in.
Can she come to Hawaii with us?
Oh, she's inviting you to our family trip to Hawaii next year, apparently.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
What about me?
I know. I feel left out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Mallory. Mwah.
Thank you. Have a nice day, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Mallory, thank you so much for carving out the time. I know you are busy and you are kind of setting up for the next chapter. So I'm very excited for you. All right, my friends, if you would honor us with a 5-star rating and review, we would appreciate it so much. Check out the show notes, opt into our newsletter. We'll send you the good stuff. And yeah, if you think you'd be a great guest, if you think you know a great guest, please reach out. You can always find us on Instagram at Grand Rev Creative. Slide into our DMs. We will answer you back. And yeah, we appreciate you. Check out the Expecting Aerialist if you want to hear anything about motherhood, prenatal, postpartum stuff every week. All right, my friends. We appreciate you. All right, my friends. Have a good one. Over and out. This is Greener Grass, the podcast.